Today is Pentecost, a huge day for people of faith when the Holy Spirit boldly comes down to the frightened disciples. So I wonder what Pentecost sounded like. Well, let's head in your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 2. And maybe at first, Pentecost sounded pretty quiet. It's the disciples huddled together in whispered prayers and nervous breathing a few footsteps across a wooden floor in an upstairs room. The disciples are waiting together in Jerusalem. Just weeks earlier, they watched Jesus die on the cross. They saw Jesus alive again, defeating death at the tomb. They ate with Jesus. They walked with Jesus. They talked with Jesus. Then Jesus returned to heaven and promised that he was coming soon. So now the disciples wait in a room with all of the doors and windows closed. Outside, the city sounded busy and crowded. People from all over the world traveling to Jerusalem for the festival. Different clothes, different accents, different languages. But inside the room, the disciples are unsure what happens next. Then, suddenly, a sound like a rushing wind fills the house. Whoosh! This is loud and dramatic. It trembles the building. The Bible says that a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole room. What seemed to be tongues of fire separated and rested on each of the disciples. Acts 2 verse 4 says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Notice something important in this verse. The disciples aren't trying to show off. This moment isn't about magic or sounding impressive. The Holy Spirit comes down to help ordinary people boldly tell others about Jesus Christ. Then something really cool happens. People in the crowd outside start hearing familiar words. Imagine traveling from home, different streets, different foods, different people everywhere. Then suddenly you hear someone speaking your language clearly in the middle of a giant crowd. And this is what happened in Jerusalem during Pentecost. Visitors from many nations heard the disciples speaking about the wonders of God in words they understood. The message of Jesus Christ wasn't staying hidden in one room or with one group of people. God wanted the whole world to hear the good news. The disciples, who had been quiet and afraid before, now their voices are bold, they're loud, and their voices carry through the streets. Pentecost reminds us that God uses ordinary people's voices today. Sometimes you may not know exactly what to say about your faith. Maybe you feel nervous praying out loud or inviting somebody to church or talking about Jesus with a friend. Acts 2 reminds us that God works through ordinary people like you and me who are willing to speak faithfully about Jesus Christ. Remember that even with a nervous breath or a quiet prayer or just an ordinary voice, the good news of Jesus can be heard clear by someone who needs hope each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.